So welcome back to the Moms That Say It All Wrong, but want to get it right. I'm Shauna, and I'm the mother of a non-binary child who goes by the pronouns they, them. Today again, Jen's not with us, but my dear friend from college, Mandy, has joined us. We are going to talk a little bit about gender, and does gender matter? On Facebook, there's been this meme that has gone around. It says, don't think that gender matters. Go buy a rooster for eggs or a bull for milk. Soon you will learn that God knew what he was doing. And some of the comments in there have a lot to say about, do people think that God really makes mistakes? Mandy, I know I sent this to you and said, we're going to talk about this. What do you think? When you first read that, what was your initial reaction?
Part of me, yeah, I got a little mad. I don't know why people can't accept people for who they are. Does gender matter? It's a big question.
And I think it goes back, does gender matter to you? So if it matters to you, then do what you want to do with that. Whether it is gender matters and my gender doesn't match who I am,
mm-hmm.
or gender matters, I'm a female, I was born a female, I'm supposed to give milk. As the example.
So we are now cows.
Yeah. Whatever it might be. When I read it at first, I was like, this is dumb. Like, I couldn't come up with a better thing than it was dumb. And I went back to, not all chickens lay eggs. So to be like, well, get a rooster and want an egg. You can get a chicken and want an egg, and you're not always gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
As I was reading through some of the comments, because lots of times I don't respond because my smart-ass response isn't going to lend to learning and it's not going to get to a better place. It's just going to spark bad emotions, which I don't know that are always a good thing to do. But when I was reading through there, there was some folks that were saying, do people really think God makes mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that, where do you go with it?
So when I hear that, it really takes me back to some of my childhood years. I grew up in a loving but religious family. And not coming out to my parents, you heard things. You know, I would read the Bible and everything that it would say about gender or being gay. I was going to hell. 12 years old, already knowing no matter what you do in life, you're going to hell. I wouldn't say it was a big T trauma, but it was definitely one of the little T's, and it followed me. And it's one of the main reasons that I didn't come out to my parents. Even later in life, I don't think they really knew until I was probably about 30, or really understood that it wasn't a phase either. I was told it was a phase. But I don't think God makes mistakes, but God also, when you read the Bible, it says God is all loving.
Right.
So if God is all loving, then he loves me no matter what.
And I love that you've said that. I have a strong faith. I differentiate from being religious and faithful. I think that they're two different things.
Mm-hmm.
We have kiddos who are born all the time with heart defects, with cleft palates, with lots of differences,
mm-hmm.
with disabilities. And I never hear God made a mistake. We have a doctor, and lots of times the doctors jump in and they do surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes lots of surgeries, for lack of a better term, correct what's going on with this child so that they can live a quote unquote normal life. And that's never questioned.
Mm-hmm.
That's never considered a mistake. But yet, as a person who may go, just this isn't who I am. The gender doesn't match for whatever reason. But we're not allowed to do surgery then. We're not allowed to, again, for lack of a better word, fix what they feel like is wrong. It blows my mind. And with kiddos who have disabilities, lots of times we say that God purposely put that child in your life. And that child is there to make everyone else around them grow,
mm-hmm.
and learn. So why is it any different with a child who's a part of the community and who is different from other folks because of their sexuality or their gender?
That I don't know.
Right. So that's where I get stuck. Like, I don't think that God makes mistakes, but no. God has put every single person on this planet here, not just for them to learn and grow, but for everyone around them to learn and grow.
We were talking earlier before you hit the little record button. I tried to live straight. I really did. I gave it 3-4 years, good, solid, playing it straight. And it took a physical toll on me.
Right.
I was faithful. I was a housewife, which if anybody that knows me, she's laughing. Like, I could bake cookies. Like, no, I still can. I make the best pie crust. That's it. I couldn't do it. And it was also unfair to my spouse at the time because he wasn't in an honest relationship. And he deserved to be loved as a husband and wife should have that relationship. And I couldn't do it. I mean, the greatest thing we ever did is we had two beautiful children out of the deal.
Right.
But it wasn't fair to him and it wasn't fair to my children. If I was to expect them to be honest with me, I need to be honest with them. And I take that, again, I'm not religious and consider myself spiritual. I don't know what happens when I die, but whoever I'm gonna face or I'm gonna meet with an open and honest heart. Because anywhere you look in the Bible, it's about love and honest and being true. And I couldn't face my maker, I guess you could say,
yeah,
with lies. So depending on what part of the Bible you read, my biggest thing was he's all loving.
And that's where I guess I get stuck when we have folks who want to throw the Bible
mm-hmm.
or want to throw religion and say that it's wrong. If you feel like it's wrong for you, don't do it.
Yeah, if you think marrying someone of the same sex is wrong, don't do it.
Right. And no one's asking you to. So that's where I always get stuck too.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Right. You're going to be miserable. Maybe you'll learn how to make a pie crust, but that's about as far as it's going to go. But I think going back to God making mistakes, I think we have to stop thinking of it that way and stop thinking of our children or folks who are part of the LGBTQIA+ community. They're not saying God made a mistake.
No.
They're saying, this is just not right within me.
Yeah.
And as you've said, we're called to be all loving and accept. I don't have to do it to myself. I don't have to change my gender.
No.
I don't have to have a relationship with another woman. I'm going to do what's true and honest to me.
Mm.
And I want everyone around me to do what's true and honest to them.
Well, and back home, I have a friend. He's a preacher. And we weren't always friends. Kind of got stuck working together. We started the conversation. He said, well, I've decided that I don't have to like the sin, but I can love the sinner. And for him, that was as far as he was going to get at that point. And then we started talking, and we're actually really good friends. And it's no longer religion versus sexuality. It's two people that see a common ground. He doesn't have to agree with who I married, although he likes her more than me. It's a common theme.
I was going to say, I'm hearing this over and over again.
But it's definitely being willing to have those discussions and trying to change, not trying to change what people believe, but maybe change their mindset. You don't have to change a belief overnight, but you can change somebody's mind.
And I think you can change your approach to things because you can forever and always believe that it's wrong.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to believe, because I'm forever and always going to believe that it's not a choice. It's just innately who you are.
Yeah.
You're not going to change my mind no matter what. Doesn't mean that I won't still have a conversation with you or have a friendship with you.
Yeah.
There's going to be that rift a little bit with us because I'm never going to understand where you're coming from and possibly you're not going to understand where I'm coming from. But we can still live in harmony, still love each other, and not pass that judgment. We just have a difference of agreement.
Yeah.
And I think that that's hard in our society right now for so many reasons, even beyond sexuality and gender, that we get into this mindset where I have to change your mind.
Yeah.
I don't.
If you look at things like, I have to change your mind, you're not going to change anybody's mind. With any relationship, even a friendship, you have to meet in the middle.
Right.
And if you're wanting someone to stop and listen to you and what you have to say, you have to stop and listen to what they have to say. You're not going to agree with it. I remember I did listen to your podcast before, and you talk about bias, and it just like kind of made my heart flutter a little bit because that's one of my preach and teach is, you know, understanding your own bias. And it took me a lot of years to kind of throw that pride down and realize I had bias on the straight community. Like,
yeah.
You were going to judge me, and you were going to hate me, and you were going to beat me up. I had to stop and realize I had bias too.
Right.
And once we all kind of recognize our own unconscious bias is where we can kind of set that little turd aside and really have some one-on-one conversations and maybe not change people's minds, but you might be able to change your heart or two.
Right. And I love that. Quit trying to lump everybody together.
Oh, God, no. Boring.
And even if it's the LGBTQIA community, they're doing this, or the straight community is doing this. When can we get to the point where it's not that? Just get to know the person. I love and hate social media, but I hate it when it creates these biases that says this group of people does this or this group of people does that, whether it's Republicans do this or Democrats. Stop. We're humans. And if we're talking about God, God put us on here to learn from each other and to coexist and figure out how to coexist. I've read the Bible. I don't see anywhere it says everyone has to agree. Y'all have to have the same opinion. And maybe I missed a verse, so if I have, like, go ahead and put it in the comments and tell me where to go. But that was never the purpose. So when it goes back to, does he make mistakes? He's made people insanely different for us to learn from.
Yeah.
And not only learn from them, but grow and become better people. You're right with the bias, and I think when we post certain things, we create bias, we instill hate, we just stir up the stuff that we don't need to stir up. We can always have conversations. I'm down. You and I have had some debates over the years. But I honestly want to come to from a position of, tell me more, I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Not always going to agree. We talked about it before. We lived with two other gals. We have vastly different backgrounds. We have vastly different lifestyles now as adults.
Yeah.
And we can sit down and have conversations and go, I think you're crazy. I love you to death, but I think you're crazy. But we still lean in and say, okay, I think you're crazy, but I want to know more because I got to figure out, why the heck are you thinking this way? But we lean in to actually listen. I don't think we lean in to argue.
No, we save that for other topics.
Or other people.
Other people. As far as religion or spirituality goes, I don't see myself as a mistake. I spent a couple of years thinking that. Once I realized that my relationship with my higher power is just that. It's my relationship. It's not anybody else's. And what me and the big guy have, that's between us. I don't have to live within this cookie cutter, I guess you could
say.
I mean, I think there's some baselines. I don't kill. I don't cheat. I don't steal. Hope I don't lie.
I'm going to tell you right now, you were not a mistake. You absolutely enlightened my life in college. I know that people who know me don't know that I'm super serious all the time.
Only one that studied.
But you helped me lighten up, and you helped me really enjoy life. I probably would have gone to college had I not had this wonderful group of friends. Probably got straight A's, probably stayed home every night, studied a lot, and wouldn't have gotten the whole joy of the experience.
But at the same time, you grounded me, literally and physically. But she did ground me right before finals and said I had to study. At the same time, I was always a wild child. I rolled with it. And I think if I would have gone through that in college, it would have led me down a very different path. But graduated, right? We graduated.
Yeah,
okay, we
did.
Graduated. It was just that. Two people from two different walks of life,
right,
meeting together, taking what we needed from each other and leaving the rest. And that's any relationship, is take what you need or take what joins you, and whatever else is left, leave it.
So God doesn't make mistakes.
No,
he,
you are not a mistake.
Puts people in your life for you to learn from. I don't think he puts them in your life for you to change. You are supposed to learn and you are supposed to grow. You might have an influence on that other person, but it's not your job to change them. It is your job to continue to grow and learn. Your actions and how you present yourself may influence them. I think most of the time it does. But if you go into it thinking, my job here is to change you, I think you're in the wrong mindset.
Yeah.
Your job is to listen and have good conversations and listen, to really listen and understand. And then where it goes, it goes. And I think that's what God's plan is. It's not a mistake. You're not a mistake. My child's not a mistake. I don't think anyone's a mistake. Well, with that, until next time, let's keep loving our children and loving ourselves and trying to get it right.